SABC News, independent and impartial with Bongi Paliti Mandagana.
Gender Dynamics has expressed concern on the continuing attacks on the LGBTQIA community, and the High Court in Durban is expected today to sentence the two Govender brothers. Thank you to the breakfast team. Good morning and welcome to the news at 8. As the police minister, Bekicele, prepares to give the latest quarterly statistics, the civil society organization Gender Dynamics has expressed concern on the continuing attacks on the LGBTQIA plus community. This follows a brutal attack on a lesbian couple in what appears to be a hate crime in Khayelitsha on the Cape Flats on Friday. The attackers first robbed the couple of its belongings and then raped one of the women. The assailants then set the couple's shack on fire. The Prevention and Combating of Hate Crimes and Hate Speech Bill, which deal with such crimes, was passed earlier this year. Melody Seheri is the Community Engagement Officer at Gender Dynamics.
There is a lack of education in communities with regards to gender identity, sexual orientation and expression, leading to a lot of crimes and hate against the LGBT community. Last year alone, we managed to document 80 cases of human rights violations, and 46.48% of those cases proved that most of the perpetrators in instances were well police officials.
Action SA President Herman Mashaba says he's optimistic that South Africans will vote for their parties and allow them to form a national government to replace the ANC government next year. He is one of the seven signatories to the multi-party charter for South Africa. Mashaba says Action SA, the DA, IFP, FF Plus and others are ready to map out a collective framework ahead of the 2024 elections. Mashaba was speaking at the inaugural multi-party national convention at Kempton Park, east of Johannesburg, which ended in the signing of the charter yesterday.
I was frustrated by a government that has left the South African people and actually let them down. For the first time here, I've seen political leaders come together in the interest of all South Africans and engage for all South Africans. The foundation laid by this group over the past 3 months has laid the foundation upon which a new government can be built, one which is stable and that can address the pressing needs of all South Africans.
The High Court in Durban is today expected to sentence two brothers, Dylan and Ned Govender. They were convicted for attempted murder and assault related to the 2021 civil unrest in Phoenix, north of Durban. In May this year, the brothers were acquitted of the murder of a 19-year-old Mondli Majola. More than 30 people were killed in Phoenix in allegedly racially motivated attacks during the looting and violence. At least 350 people were killed in the province as well as in Gauteng. Nonjabulo Mtungwa Makamo has more.
The Govender brothers will know their fate today as they are expected to be sentenced. The court found them guilty of the attempted murder of Nkululeko Mangwe and of the assault of Mxolisi Putuzo. The two victims were with Majola at the time they were attacked. During the mitigation of sentence, the court heard testimony from a clinical psychologist and a probation officer on recommendations on how the brothers should serve their prison sentence. For SABC News, I'm Nonjabulo Mtungwa Makamo in Durban.
The Eastern Cape Education Department has launched an investigation into reports of poor leave management at Masiboni Sane Senior Secondary School in Pedi. Parents and learners have expressed concern about the level of teacher absenteeism at the school. They accused the principal of being afraid of the teachers. The department spokesperson Malibongwe Mtima says necessary steps will be taken to address the matter.
We have learned of this situation as the department. 2 days ago, and we dispatched a team yesterday that went to the school to investigate the matter. It's supposed to produce a report with a recommendation so that the department can take further steps. It should be noted that the responsibility of leave management in a school is the responsibility of the principal with the school management team and the SGP. So that when there is a principal and educator who's showing signs of extreme illness, they can recommend and request a substitute for that educator so that learners do not miss out, because they are doing that to protect teaching time.
On that note, now take a look at the financial indicators. The rand is trading at 19.08 to the dollar, 24.32 to pound, and at 20.75 to the euro. Recapping the top story at 8, as the police minister, Becky Cele, prepares to the latest quarterly statistics, the civil society organization Gender Dynamics has expressed concern on the continuing attacks on the LGBTQIA plus community. This follows a brutal attack on a lesbian couple, which in what appears to be a hate crime in Khayelitsha on the Cape Flats on Friday. For SABC News on True FM, I am Bongi Paliti Mantakana. Next update at 9.